This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. West Nile virus cases are rising in Colorado. CPR's Matt Bloom reports that recent rainy weather has led to booming mosquito populations.
Public health officials say we're in peak mosquito season, and dozens of cases have been recorded across the state in recent weeks. The virus is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. Most infections are mild, but seniors and people with weakened immune systems have a greater risk for more serious illness. People can help cut back on mosquito egg laying by emptying standing pools of water around their homes. When outside, wear long sleeves and bug spray to prevent bites. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The 92nd Donkey Derby Days kicks off in Cripple Creek today. The annual celebration of the town's mining history is best known for its Donkey Derby races. They pair a pack donkey with a runner and a handler for a race down the town's main drag. Financial shortfalls due to decreased gambling revenue put the future of the festival into question earlier this year, but donations, sponsors, and volunteers raised enough money to host the free event. The recent installation of three historical markers in what was once Denver's Chinatown will be celebrated this weekend with a block party. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
On Saturday, there will be a block party at the intersection of Lawrence and 19th to celebrate the replacement of an inaccurate plaque with three new historical markers. One honors Look Young, a Chinese man hanged in a riot in 1880. This is William Wei, a CU Boulder professor of Chinese history who was born in China.
That's one of the problems I had with the plaque. He wasn't mentioned at all.
The old plaque was on 20th Street near Blake in Denver. It was removed last year and is now in storage at History Colorado. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.